This is Ken Paulson from Americana Music News, and we are back from our trip to the Grammys. It was very rewarding. You know, if you watch it on television, you get the sense that it's all about rap and hip-hop. And, of course, there is still a thriving Americana music scene, and it shows up around the Grammys as well. There were a good number of winners in the categories we normally regard as Americana, and it doesn't surprise anyone that Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit won in the Best Americana Album category for the Nashville Sound. And Jason Isbell also won for Best American Roots Song with If We Were Vampires. There were other big winners, iconic people in Americana music, and that included Alabama Shakes, who won for Killer Diller Blues for the Best American Roots Performance. We love that Taj Mahal and Keb Mo are playing together. Taj Mo, they won for Best Contemporary Blues Album. And the Best Bluegrass Album went to the infamous String Dusters. Amy Mann, who I've never thought of as a folk artist, won for Best Folk Album with Mental Illness. A band you may never have heard of called the Rolling Stones won for Best Traditional Blues Album. And the Lost Bayou Ramblers also won for Best Regional Roots Music Album with Kalenda. And then there were others who fall into the country category, but certainly also fall into Americana. Most notably, Chris Stapleton, who took home, I think, 3 Grammys with the Best Country Album from Room Volume 1. And Best Country Solo Performance, also Chris Stapleton with Either Way. And then Best Country Song, Broken Halos. A trifecta for Chris Stapleton, and well-deserved. We also had the chance that past weekend to honor Emmylou Harris. There's an annual event at the Grammys put together by the Americana Music Association, Vector Management in Nashville, and Middle Tennessee State University, and WMOT, which is based at that campus. And I have an affiliation with the latter two, in the interest of full disclosure. And we hosted an evening, as I say, celebrating Emmylou Harris. And wow, the lineup was incredible. Brandi Carlile, Mary Chapin Carpenter, The Secret Sisters, Jack Ingram, Sam Outlaw, Molly Jensen. We heard from Jennifer Nettles, who was like a favorite of everybody that night. And at the end of the show, we got to see Emmylou join Steve Earle on stage. And then, as is the case with all these tribute shows, everybody got up at the end, and it was sort of the Woodstock of Americana, and we had a terrific time. So those were the big winners and the big events of Grammy weekend. A smaller moment is one of our favorites. We ran into a friend, Chip Taylor, who we've known since he started playing music again in 1996. He's a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He wrote such classic rock songs as Wild Thing by the Troggs. I personally love I Can't Let Go by the Hollies. Marilee Rush recorded his Angel of the Morning, which has been sampled and re-recorded for decades. He truly is one of the most successful songwriters in America. And he, of course, turned to Americana music in the last decade in particular. And he teamed up with Kerry Rodriguez, and they put out fabulous records. And so Chip has a new album, and we have to confess, so it was in a noisy place, a noisy bar and venue. And so I apologize for that, but it is so good to catch up with Chip Taylor. Let's hear a little bit from his brand new album to give you a flavor of what he's doing, and then we'll talk to Chip.
You just think you've changed your mind. You just think that I'm the one again. And once again, I'd like to think so, but I don't. And You just think you change your mind. A girl like you has many ways to go. Sometimes that dreams me. Oh, come on now. Don't give me those tears. Think you've changed your mind, but time will show you other dreams to share, and you will, and you'll be happy. Maybe. You just think you've changed your mind. You just think that I'm the one again. And once again, I'd like to think so.
This is Ken Paulson for Americana Music News, and we are at Hill Country in New York City. It's Grammy weekend, and we're sitting here with one of the premier American songwriters. That's the only way to describe Chip Taylor. Always good to see you, Chip. And you have a new album coming out, and it's called Fix Your Words. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, basically, as you know, these days I kind of have a... the addiction, you know, I just keep writing and writing, and they're not really started off to be to be very preachy. I mean, certainly it sounds like it with Fix Your Words, but I mean, that's the only thing I don't like about the album, is it sounds too preachy, the title. But that song came out pretty quick, and it took me a couple of places that I like going, and melodically it sounded nice, and I thought it was a good thing for people to listen to be careful of the dangers of actually in the song I talked to a gambler, which is true, that was living under the 59th Street Bridge, and I asked him back years ago if he'd tell my kids, give them some advice, and he just said, don't do what I did. I lost my grocery stores, I lost my wife, I lost everything. So the manner of that song is kind of nice, and that kind of led me into a couple of other songs, like the one I played tonight, Whatever Devil Is In Me, and If I Am. They're all kind of remind me a little bit of Little Prayers Trilogy type of prayerful feeling songs. And then I got to this one song that I wrote, which talks about the Motorola radio that I talk about a lot in the hallway between the boys' bedroom and the kitchen. And the thing that I reminded myself in writing that song, as you know, I don't think much until the song starts to come out, and so the songs usually teach me quite a bit. And all of a sudden I was reminding myself that really what I liked to listen to when I was a kid was the sad songs. Like if you asked me who my favorite singers were, I wouldn't. If I mentioned Hank Williams, I would have mentioned him as Luke the Drifter, not as Hank Williams, because I was more touched by Luke, even though Hank was brilliant, whatever he was. So that song took me on a little nice little spin around that radio and how important the warmth of that music was to me. And after I finished that song, I just wanted to lose myself in the saddest part of me at the time and just stay there for a while and let something come out. And one of the a very, very sad song came out. It's called When He Goes, He Goes. And I love this song. I know people like it, including myself at times, and including some women I know that are just, once they fall in love, nothing will stop them, no matter what changes them and what structure changes them in their life. And it's kind of a beautiful, beautiful thought. And it, in that song, it talks about them finding a little escape in some of the dreams they have of the person they wish they were. And so that led me to a song within that song called Crazy Dreams Crazy, became the song after that. And then the song after that came from another spirit of the song, where in looking truthfully at that relationship from the first song, When He Goes, and she's gone, and he's gone in love with her. I mean, he's forever going to be in love with her. And then in the last song, she comes back to him, and he says, which is, you just think you've changed your mind. A girl like you has many ways to go.
So Chip, I'm struck by the fact that you've written some of the happiest songs, or even sad songs that people just love. You know, Angel of the Morning is not a cheerful, happy-go-lucky song, but it resonates with people and has for decades. And yet in recent years, you've consistently used your music to write about wrongs. After the horrible shooting in Norway, you devoted much of your art to writing about that. I remember a compelling album you did called Black and Blue that remains one of my favorite. So I feel like you long ago gave up writing purely for entertainment.
Well, it's really, I don't know if I ever wrote for entertainment. I guess I did, but my thing, like even with Black and Blue America, or maybe more closer would be the one that when the kids died in Sweden, and we knew they died, and we were going to perform the next day, and I wanted to write a song for it. I locked myself away, and certainly that was all over me. But I don't try to think of anything specific when stuff comes out. I just try to let emotional things come out. And I don't remember how it came out, but it certainly would sound like I was specifically for that, but the emotion of it was what carried it, not the specifics of the thought. And the same with Black and Blue America. I remember going up to see Joan, and I was late for the train. And all of a sudden, I started writing this phrase that was a ray of light, a wall of sound. I forget the words. Until the walls fell. It was a dream to dream in any damned old town. It was a true America, red, white, and black and blue America. But I didn't know what it was, a ray of light. It was a wall of sound. It was a fight for life until the walls came down. I didn't know what that was talking about, because that was before 9/11. It was a year before 9/11, and I didn't know if it meant Phil Spector's wall of sound, or if it meant or what it meant. And then, and finally, as the song went on, it was obvious to me that it was the Russian thing. So,
if I go back and listen to Martin Gorgoni and Taylor, or your very early solo albums, it's the same Chip Taylor. It is absolutely the same guy. And yet, there were years and years and years where I'm sure whoever you worked with as publicist didn't know what to do with you. You weren't a singer. Were you a singer-songwriter? Were you country? Were you? They didn't even call it alt country. And now in the last 15 years, really, has come this thing called Americana music, which is absolutely Chip Taylor. Is it odd to have a genre sort of catch up with you?
Well, it might have caught up with me and gone by me now. I don't know. It used to be a time where I was, well, in Europe, I guess I'm very high on the Americana charts with whatever I put out. And it gets so much publicity over there, nice publicity over there. But in the United States, I don't know. There was a time when I was always in the top five or number one or something like that. And now there's a whole new generation of people that are there. And I was really not sure quite what to do to try to break the wall, whether it was my time just to make the records and then let them stand to themselves and wherever they go, or hire people to. I don't know how to do that nowadays. I'm not sure. I could use your advice.
Well, I can tell you, you're big in Nashville and on WMOT radio. I do think, it joked earlier about how prolific you are, and I think it's probably a lot of program directors go, oh, it's a new Chip Taylor album. Didn't we just get this 2 months ago?
Well, the way I look at that is that I'm not in the business to figure out the business. What I think is good, what's the best of me, because it comforts me the most, is the experience, the feeling of writing a song, and the feeling of recording it with my friends in some manner. And I think that's the best of me. And I think if you look at them like paintings and you have about seven or eight paintings in a year, I guess you're all right. But if they're recorded and you got words and music to them, maybe it's a lot for a lot of people. But I'm sure it is. But
well, I as is evident from my questions and our conversation, I've been a fan for decades, and I'm ecstatic, really, that you continue to do such great work 40 years on. Fix Your Words is the latest. It's from Chip Taylor, a.k.a. James Wesley Voigt. You finally coming out?
Sticking with that now for a while. and actually, I have another one I'm just about finished with, and everybody at my record company is saying the same thing that you just said, that are people saying, you're just doing too much, we can't keep up with that, you know. But I have another one I think we're going to call it The Whiskey Salesman, and I like it very much, but I love this as well.
So we've got, I think probably it's about time, Chip, you established the CD of the Month Club. You're capable of doing that. Chip Taylor, always a joy. Good to see you.
Thank you so much, Ken. It was the surprise of my day to see you and Peg here tonight. That's just great.
Yeah. You made my day. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Americana Music News is brought to you by Sprinter Media. You can reach us at sprintermedia@comcast.net. Theme music from Norm.